When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know who else isn't going to quit? It's Ice Cube.
Hey.
We had the opportunity to talk to the hip-hop legend last night, and you're going to get the opportunity to hear what they won't hear on KSFM, and that's the conversation in its entirety. Ice Cube.
Yo, what's happening with you?
Oh, man.
What's good, Cube?
Good.
All good. How y'all feeling?
Man, we good, man. We appreciate your time. We had a discussion. I'd love for you to weigh in on. This wound up being like a 90-minute discussion on the show the other day. We were talking about the greatest entertainers in the history of hip-hop, and yeah. We were just creating, like, the best to ever do it. And I was making a pretty strong argument for Ice Cube, but, like, Ice Cube, LL, Ice-T, they was at the top mm-hmm. of the list. And in terms of the complete catalog of hip hop and television and movies, man, what's that list look like for you?
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm biased, but I think I've done more than anybody when it comes to, you know, movies for sure, you know, in writing and producing and directing and coming up with classics.
Yeah.
You know, mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if anybody got me beat there. You know, I've done some pretty good things in music too. So, yeah. You know, I'm gonna have to put myself at the top of that list.
See, I'm hey,
ain't nothing wrong with that. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that. So Cube, I had you up near the top. The one that I couldn't figure out, and I couldn't figure out which one had a little more weight. You had the movies and the box office sales were crazy. But you look at Ice-T, and that man is on USA probably 70 times a day with that Law and Order. You know, people who have no idea what hip hop is, they know who he is from that. And I was just like, man, that network is crazy. But like you said, the movie catalog, I think that clearly goes to you.
I mean, without a doubt. I mean, like, I've actually written classic movies and produced them. Movies that still quoted to this day. Not just one franchise, but several. And so I don't think you could beat that with a stick. and, you know, as far as sports, I think I got them beat, too, by having the big three.
Absolutely.
We call you a basketball Hall of Famer.
Huh?
When we introduce Ice Cube, we talk about Ice Cube, the NBA, the basketball Hall of Famer.
Yeah, you know, that's a major accomplishment that I never expected. You know, especially this early in my, you know, venture into sports. You know, it's been less than 10 years. And it's amazing. You know, I find myself in, you know, in these situations that I never even thought about, like Basketball Hall of Fame. And how could you equate that even to a rapper in any way, shape, or form? Right. So, yeah, I'm proud of my resume. I'll hold it up against anybody.
a little bit more on the basketball thing, man. You really changed the game because you had a vision for the 3-on-3, you know, for the Big Three League and the style of play, you know, that game of 3-on-3 half court. You had a vision for that. And now if you look at it, look, man, people are getting gold medals off of that. And that started with you. I remember when you started that, man, the Big Three and just the idea of competitive 3-on-3 half court basketball. Like I said, it's in the Olympics. And now you have the women with Unrivaled putting that league together, doing it as well, man. You really did change the game with that.
Yeah, we're proud of what we've done, you know, with the game of basketball, you know, especially the 3-on-3 format. To me, it's a better game to watch because, you know, guys play defense. You know, it's a real battle for the bucket. And I think that's missing in the 5-on-5 game, especially nowadays. You know, they're kind of hard to watch. So, you know, we got this style. And our game is a sprint. You know, we was the first one saying, you know, first to a set point win. You know, why do we have to run all these garbage minutes? Why do we have to run minutes at all? You know, first team that scored a points win. And so, you know, you got a game that's a full sprint where other games are kind of, you know, kind of clock managed. So everybody has a pace. And so I think it's just a more pleasing game to watch. We got cool little wrinkles like our 4-point shot, bring the fire, you know, and just being more innovative and doing something that the fans really dig, even trash talking. You know, why did we take that out of the game? We took a little bit of competitiveness out the game by, you know, eliminating trash talking and people being able to show their emotions during the course of the game. You know, so proud of what we've done.
At 41 years old, I'm definitely in the let me play in the Big Three League. I don't need to be in the NBA, man. I don't need to be running up and down the court, man. Put me in the half court and do that.
Everybody say that till they come to a game and check it out. You know, you don't want to be out there, man. Trust me.
Oh no, it's physical. It's physical, man. Them boys is playing. Yeah.
It's a hardcore game. You know, we call it the Big Three, not the Little Three. So dudes is really going at it. And
hey, it's Mark Schlereth with the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. The NFL season is in full swing, and I'll be here to break down all the action like no one else can. Follow and listen to the Stinkin' Truth Podcast on your free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We love it. You know, seeing 7-footers battle, you know, that's what the game is about.
Yeah, and at some point, Ketino Mobley going to lay your ass out. You just have to deal with it. Like,
you know, they know every trick in the book. You know what I'm saying? And they use it on each other. You know, it's fascinating to watch these dudes use all these little tricks of the trade to get a bucket. And, you know, I'm very happy with the league. And we're going into our 8th year. And it's just getting better and better every year.
So with all that said, we just talked about your accolades in the world of sports, being a, you know, basketball Hall of Famer and the incredible stuff you did in cinema. But why make Man Down? Why go back to music after all of that?
I never left music. It's been something that I've been doing constantly, but I've been an independent artist for a long, long time. And so when you're independent, sometimes the focus ain't on the music because, you know, usually the big boys got all the algorithms, so to speak, you know, for lack of a better word. So
that's probably the perfect word.
Yeah, you know, but so if you really look, you know, I released Laugh Now, Cry Later in 06. I released Raw Footage in 08. I think 2010 around 2010, 2012, I did I Am the West. Came back, we did the Mount Westmore project. That was cool. Mm-hmm.
Fire.
And then, you know, now it's time for a solo record. I love music. You know, I'm a B-boy at heart. So this is still my hobby. It's still fun. It's still something that I enjoy creating songs. And I don't know if I ever stop. It's no reason to stop. You know, it's no reason to move on. My day one fans really love this record, and that's who I did it for. You know, I didn't overthink it. I'm like, I'm going to do something that my day one's going to love, and everybody else got to get in where they fit in.
Yeah. When starting to work on Man Down, is it one of those things where you're always ready so you don't have to get ready? Or, you know, you hear comedians sometimes when they're starting a special, they go to the little hole-in-the-wall clubs to work on their craft. Or if you're an athlete and you haven't played in a while, you work on, you know, getting back into the groove of things. Did you have to do that with the rhymes, or you just, it's just what you do?
Yeah, I'm always, you know, doing songs. You know what I mean? I'm always getting beats, writing lyrics, you know, hooks, you know, in the studio recording. You know what I mean? When I got something that's tight, I tuck it, keep going. Hmm. You know, when you look up and you got 10, 11 of them that's tight, you like, okay, it might be album time. So then you start working on music that's going to complete the sound of the album. But I'm always doing music. You know what I mean? To me, if you want to really be in this, you got to stay sharp. And the key is, to me, is I understand my audience. So I'm not reaching for other audiences. You know what I'm saying? I'm just hyper serving the people that like what I do. And, you know, that's sufficient enough for me, because artists, you know, sometimes you start reaching so much, and you know, I'm not 25, so trying to do music like 25 year olds don't make sense to me. You know what I'm saying? Me, I do music, you know, West Coast quintessential Ice Cube music is to me my path to success.
I love that, like, you've been in the game as long as you have, and you've never done a retirement album. It feels like everybody has done. Yeah, this is the last one. I think your boy Short has like 7 of them.
Hell yeah, you know, he got more retirement albums than he do regular albums.
But you just gonna keep making music until one day it's like, I'm done.
I might not never be done. You know, why should I stop?
Like, I'm with it.
It's not the sports game. You know, it's not like I'm going to blow out a knee or tear my Achilles or, you know, anything like that. It's about, you know, being inspired by music, by situations, being able to put it together in a dope song form, rock the mic. You know what I'm saying? Try to be sharp with the lyrics. You know, it's too fun to retire. Like, what the hell are you gonna do? Go fishing? Like, what you gonna retire and do? Like right. What's better than rocking the mic? You know what I mean? Jumping on stage, doing, you know, song that people dig. You know, to me, it's like dream come true.
That sounds like your next movie with Kevin Hart, like a rapper that retires and goes fishing.
Yeah, go fishing with Kevin Hart. Use him as a bait.
Hey, Q, real quick, man. It's around Christmas time, so does anybody, I guess it's not really a DVD anymore, but on the streaming service, they pop in that Christmas classic Friday After Next, because that is a Christmas movie. That is one that you put on every Christmas holiday, man. Yeah, yeah. When's the last time you watched that one?
Probably a couple of Christmases ago. You know, I go back every now and then to check them out, or they'd be on TV, and you know, TV version is cool. Sometimes I'll catch it on cable. Sometimes they plan them back to back to back to back all weekend. So, yeah, you know, I check them out. You know, I still laugh at them. They're funny to me too.
Me too.
To me, what people love about Friday and the Friday movies is anybody and everybody can experience it. Like, we've all went through our own versions of that movie, you know, just hanging out with your crazy friend or your crazy cousin, and y'all just had one of them days where you was just laughing all day, and, you know, something memorable went down. And that's Friday. You know, it's a movie of just, you know, trying to hustle and survive, get through the neighborhood, you know, living just enough for the city type of life. And and something crazy go down and it's memorable. And so everybody done lived that over and over and over again, you know, so they can relate to the movie.
Cube, we appreciate you. I've said this to KC. I've said this on the show many times. The first four albums you put out, counting Straight Outta Compton, I think is the greatest stretch of albums that have ever been put out in hip hop. So with the accolades for Friday and Basketball and the Big Three, those four albums, man, they're untouchable, man. So salute. You're a big part of the reason I love hip hop, man, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you guys. You know what I mean? Like, hip hop wouldn't be where it is without, you know, people like you guys, you know, curating it, pushing it out, you know what I mean, dissecting it, analyzing it, you know what I mean, giving your perspective, your history, your knowledge of the game to the people. You know, it's very important that people who know, you know, let the people, you know, coming behind y'all know what's up.
Yes, sir. And Cube, bring that Big Three back in the sack, man. You know what I'm saying? I haven't been in the sack in a couple summers, man. This summer, bring that Big Three to sack, baby.
And man, I keep you in mind for sure. We had fun. So I keep you in mind.
We appreciate you, man. Thank you, brother.
All right. Take it easy.